Hey guys, how is it going? It is Annalie coming at you. It is June 14th, 2023. And my exciting announcement is that we're restarting this. And over the last few weeks, after attending a company event, realized how much I did miss it and how much I missed you guys. And I kind of want to talk about, the base of this podcast is going to talk about mom life. It's going to talk about being a business owner in the nooks and crannies of your day, being on a transformation journey, maybe some smutty book talk. Who knows? Like, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about all of those things. And if you guys are listening to this, please share it into your stories. Please share it on your social media. Share it with a friend, because that's how we get word out and we grow. Just the awareness of general of so many different things. So a couple weeks ago, I went to a company event. Y'all know that what company I'm with and what product I take, and I absolutely love it. For the last 6.5 years, I've been with the same company, and our 5.5 years. Wow. It'll be 6 years in September. And this event is the first event I walked away from literally feeling like I changed completely. And it's because I finally found my place. I finally found people who want to work with me. I finally found that authentic version of me that I can't explain to anybody, except for through those words. Like, I've been to other events, and I actually said this, we debrief with our team after every day, and this is the first event we did that with, so I was super excited about that. And I do that selfishly for me, because that's where I get a lot of my takeaways and a lot of, like, oh, I don't see it. Like, I'm hearing it in their version, and that makes so much more sense. So if you guys have ever been to an event, make sure that you debrief with your team afterwards, or even, you know, like, you're going to a work event and be like, hey, I just want to talk about some of the stuff that we talked about today, and let people know, like, what you took away from the event, because that's minimum of what guides you through to remember what happened. So, the event was in Louisville, Kentucky, and I flew in. I took a flight from here to Chicago to Louisville, and one of my friends from Canada, and you might have, she might be a guest on here soon. And we'll talk about it. It's really weird how, like, you just connect with people. And Cheryl and Jenny came into my life. You know, we started this business. We're in business for ourselves, but also together. None of us make any money off of each other, which is really cool. And we collaborated our teams together about a year ago. And I just mean, collaboration is currency. Like, we're in a crossroads of not knowing where else to go. We were at a crossroads of wanting to just not even give up. Like, we didn't know where to go. So, and the people that brought us into business were no longer either in business, or we weren't working with them directly. And we just kind of needed some guideline together. So we decided to collaborate. Well, anyway, long story short, I met Cheryl in Chicago, and we flew together from Chicago to Louisville. And I decided on the plane, I said, I'm not going to dilute myself anymore. I'm not going to dull down my shine to literally fit in. If you don't like me, you don't like me. If I'm too loud, I'm too loud. If I'm too quirky, or I mean, point blank, if I'm too raunchy for you, go find somebody else. Like, I am me, and I decided over the last year of this, I'm not going to keep deluding myself to fit into your box. And that is one thing on the plane that I said, okay, I'm going to be my true self. I'm not going to hide behind the fact that we're with team members. I'm not going to hide behind the fact of, like, I'm going to be me. And that is why this event was completely different. And let me give you a little bit of perspective on the last company event I went to. I felt like there was times where people were like, shh, you're being too loud. Or, and this was like after the event, like, I'm respectable in the event, you guys, like, don't take this the wrong way. But when somebody shushed you because of what you're trying to portray or the passion that's coming out, ask yourself if they are really shushing you because they don't want to see your light. They don't want to see the vibrant you. And so when I went to this event just a couple of weeks ago, I said, nope, I'm just going to be me. So I met her in the airport, completely walked up to her. I posted a TikTok about it. I'm one that like just, I kick my foot in the air and I just do it. It's like a karate chop thing. Okay, right? And seeing her there, seeing both of us just stepping in, all of us, actually, all of them that went to the event just stepped into this more authentic version of themselves. And that's kind of what today's episode is going to be about. Like, why are you dulling down who you are for somebody else who really doesn't even truly care about you? I think that sometimes we feel like we need to do that to fit in. But the truth is that you don't need to fit in. You need to be the real you. You need to be authentically you. And if you are somebody else behind the curtains of your life in front of other people, like, you should be the same person you are online on social media if you run a business online as you are in person. If you are a complete, like, snob to people when you're in person because you claim to be an introvert and you don't like people, then why are you running a social media business and being a completely different person is beyond me. Be the same person. Be the person that you are, because the minute somebody meets you, they're like, who is this person? This person is not the same person I got to know. And that is where when I made the decision to be like, we're going to laugh, we're going to have fun, we're going to make funny, ridiculous jokes. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna just have fun. And when I made that decision, again, it's a just to make a decision about being real, you have to take off your black robe. You need to take off the judgment. You need to take off, and that starts with you. That starts with the fact of, like, you deciding to be you. And like I said, it was the best event that I have been to in the last 5 years. My first event was in January of 2018, and I was still trying to figure out. I mean, we're always constantly trying to figure out who we are, but at that point, I was a caretaker. I was a mom. I was a wife. And that's just where, I mean, a lot of that is still true now. But I was still finding me of, why was I joining this? Where, like, I was going through a fat loss phase of that. And I just didn't know. And I didn't know how to uncover who I truly was. And it didn't happen until about a year ago when I decided to kind of, like, continue on with this when some other people were leaving. And it was really hard for a long time because my identity was formed around those individuals and how I did a lot of things with them. And then they kind of walked away from business, which is a completely their decision and completely up to them. And I decided to stay along with the ride of the ups and downs of all of social selling and all of social media. And I finally feel free, and I feel like I can be myself. And that's where this podcast direction is going to go, is that I can talk about the smutty books that I'm reading. I can talk about being a mom and sometimes being frustrated about the fact that, like, you say there's a freaking village, but there's no village. There's no people reaching out to you, asking you how they can help you. Like, sure, they ask for if you need anything, but what are you going to say? Yeah, come over and clean my toilets? No, like, be there, be supportive, reach out to people. And I'm the first to admit that life gets busy, life gets crazy hectic, but there's still time where you can be a friend, you can reach out to people, you can ask them how they are. And just talking about that in this podcast going forward. And I want to give you guys what you want. So when you share this on social media, share what you would like to hear about. Like, we'll put out a poll. I'll put out a Facebook post. So if you guys are not following me, I am on all of the platforms of Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're going to share some of this to YouTube for sure and record some of the podcasts. I'm going to have guests on here, moms, business owners, those types of individuals. And you guys can go back through other episodes as well. It's been up and down over the last year, but I'm super excited to commit back to this because it is a place where I can talk my heart and y'all can feel it. So share it out, let other people know about it. I'm super excited, and welcome back to the I Am Annalie podcast. Super excited to be here with you guys, and we will talk to you guys later.